This candidate is under oath in all of these federal acts. 1. Protect and defend oath for life holder.
I'm holding your life hostage.
Comes this candidate with the Little and Brown edition of law.
Oh, what?
No. Arnold from the Facts of Life.
All right.
I really hate to interject in here, but yeah, the comes this candidate is U.S. legal boilerplate. Sorry, guys.
And treaties to protect the citizens of the U.S. land, sea, domestic, and foreign against all enemy as described in the authority of the U.S. Code Title I, Chapter 2, Section 113, the Little and Brown edition of law and treaties on page 3, where it is claimed that a section of government with a protect and defend oath shall protect the Constitution, the only one in this nation without a... God.
That guy cannot cite properly.
Never mind. I've actually never read Little and Brown, so I'm sure it does say that inside.
I was really worried at first, but now he can protect our land, sea.
It was like a desert or something.
No, it's an ocean, but it's made of land.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. Wait, what?
It's where all the fish live on the land. Isn't it great?
That's where all those land fish and land sharks and land octopi live.
Yeah.
Oh, God. The only one in this nation with a protect and defend oath is a Marine, where all tribunals and public offices of the U.S. need to honor without any further proof.
God, we need to protect him or her.
2. A such person. Under Emancipation Proclamation. Whereas, on the 22nd day of September A.D. 1862, a proclamation. Period.
complicated. What's that shit?
Oh, that's great.
Well, it's a good thing he put in the AD because I thought it was going to be BC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was issued by the President of the United States, containing, among other things, the follow and to be wit the U.S. and naval authority thereof.
Yeah.
Okay. Will recognize and maintain the freedom of such persons and will do no act or acts to repress such persons or any of them in any efforts they may make for their actual freedom or any of them to keep people free.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
I'm following you. Keep going. I like where this is going.
And he ran really fast to make sure that John Freeman stayed fast and free and then
I like this song.
Well, you say that, Acer, but the next point on there is
Well, this is a Marine because the Pentagon says a Marine is a Marine for life, and their oath is forever.
Oh, I think that was the story that was deleted.
That forever grew a tail. That's interesting.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to know about the Freeman's Bureau Commissioner.
John Freeman's Bureau Commissioner.
Using the means of vindication... Sec 4 on April 9, 1866, which was adopted into the 14th Amendment that says a freeman's bureau agent shall be, and they are hereby, specifically authorized and required, at the expense of the United States to institute proceeding against all and everybody who shall violate the provision of the act called Means of Vindication Act.
Okay, what? Now wait a minute. That's not fair because I'm a freeman's bureau agent, and I just don't think we should be held to that kind of standard. You know? That's not fair. Right. No, we're not Superman.
What does it take to be if you're Freeman's Bureau agent exactly? Because I don't think I can get through the application process. I can't quite grasp what he's saying right now, so.
You have to take drugs in order to understand.
It's
like the Mars Volta.
Oh.
Oh. Wait, the band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Mars Volta. The
Mars Volta. Yeah.
Wait, you were thinking of the Mars Volta chocolate bar.
No.
You have to be a chocolate bar to join this guy's group.
Yes.
Hence the Little and Brown edition of the law. He's referring to a chocolate bar.
They are hereby authorized and empowered within their counties respectfully with authority to summon and call to their aid a innocent bystander clause of the Constitution which prohibits slavery.
What?
You heard the man. Damn.
okay, all the jokes for this thus far have been what or oh.
Right, that was point three. I want to hear the next point.
Well, following point three, we have point three.
Yeah. Oh, he put the script.
He's truly, he thinks outside the box of numbers or logic or sanity.
Why can't there be two threes? You know, I like three. I think it should be.
No, it's like one, he started
two,
over.
Three,
it's
three,
like,
three, three,
three. Innocent bystander clause of the Constitution Party, which prohibits slavery. Fuck it. Let me start over. Point three.
Well, I don't know. I think it's more like a Marine's solemn oath to defend threes.
Fuck twos or fours. We need to defend threes.
You know what? At this point, fucking, that might be what he's trying to say. I can't even get my goddamn mind around this.
All right. Point three. A great man.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
As a member of the Freedmen's Bureau. Oh, it's a different bureau.
Yeah.
It's easy to get them confused.
I wonder if the Freedmen's Bureau has like a feud against the Freedmen's Bureau.
That's like the Scientology version of the Freedmen's Bureau.
The Revised Act of 1866, Federal Act 241, 1866. Who are they? I mean, looking at his picture, that's just a noise I can fathom him making.
Actually, it's
he
not.
Has a buzzer with him at all times.
He's a blue guy from Doug. Country.
It's actually not a bad
buzz for yes.
Noise. Because this whole Freedmen's Bureau business that he talks about was instituted just after the Civil War was won. To ensure that, you know, black guys and Southern soldiers who wanted to become civilians were not molested. Wait, so, if this guy is a member of it, he's like 140 years old.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you not see the photo?
Well, I thought he was like maybe 120, if not a day.
Excuse me, I believe you mean 333 years old?
Oh.
Dude's been taking care of himself. What can you say? You'd think the mind would be the first to go, but you're wrong.
Well, who are they? Are they persons belonging to the Army or Navy of the United States? And can you, by act of Congress, say that AB, who is in fact is in civil life, an attempt is made by this law, therefore, to subvert a plain, palpable provision of the federal Constitution by rendering civilians subject to military jurisdiction and affording them military protection?
Holy That's shit, right. I've never thought of that.
I think I can say that.
Makes a lot of sense.
And you bring him in direct conflict with the civil authority.
That's presumably bad, right?
We exempt him, in fact, from trial for any wrong whatever, murder, breach of the peace, or any crime that can be committed.
Okay.
You exempt the party committing such offenses from responsibility to the civil tribunals.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, that's my fault.
I guess I shouldn't have signed that.
It's okay. Just pay your fine and go.
This provision of this law is totally subversive of the civil law of the land, and it is subjecting the civil authority in time of peace to the military authority.
Okay.
All right.
These commissioners and agents are made judges, and judges in reference to title to lands, and judges to from whose decision there is to be no appeal.
Okay.
I argues.
Well, shoot!
I'm sorry, I can't. I argues that the county legal system makes most of the oath takers to break their oath.
Why would they specifically get oath takers that break their oath?
Hey, look, man, you knew who I was before I took this oath. I warned you.
I can't believe you broke that oath that you took that we hired you to take and then break. How could you do such a thing?
You have one job. One fucking job.
It looks like they broke their oath and then refused to listen to U.S. Supreme Court order to balance the budget through false arrest, linking the county to slavers, kidnapper extortionists.
And gangster computer guns.
No, they extort kidnappers out of the gallery.
Racketeers, jury fixers, and all felony crimes.
Fuck you, felony crimes.
Linking the country to felony crime, or the county to felony crimes.
It's like a L. Ron Hubbard type of...
They're trying to balance the budget through all those things.
Yes.
They're using jury fixers to balance the budget.
Yeah. I also like how the word false in there is a proper noun. Yeah. So it's the arrest of somebody named False.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got
my name's Douglas False. Stop arresting me!
Well,
I will never stop arresting you, Douglas False.
Well, as long as it balances the budget, you know, come on.
Yeah.
I, Basil Marceau, argue, why does a Marine go to Leavenworth when they breaks their oath, and when civilian breaks their oath, they're all immuned? Does that sound like justice?
No!
Go to Leavenworth.
No! I'm
it almost sounds like it almost sounds like random gibberish spouted off by a crazy person.
Well,
this last sentence I really like a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say he has a solution to all of this.
Yeah.
Free the slaves at traffic stops from false arrest and jury fixing.
Go America!
Free the slaves! That totally needs to be one of the headers.